WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. A new Democratic candidate has entered the race for Wisconsin's 29th State Senate District. Jillian Bettino launched her campaign in Wausau in Memorial Park on Tuesday.
I am running because I'm worried, but I'm also very hopeful. I'm worried about the future of my family and the families that make up this community. I think a lot of us are.
Bettino is a retired physician and breast radiologist. During her career, she worked in Wausau, Marshfield, and Madison. She will challenge incumbent Corey Tomchek, who she says is lost in partisan politics.
A lot of people in our community are stretched thin. Folks are working hard, but it's harder and harder to make ends meet. And the government at every level seems unwilling to meet the needs of everyday hardworking families and more focused on the partisan food fighting that got us here in the first place. Our current state senator is no exception to that.
Bettino previously ran for state treasurer in 2022, but lost in the primary election. She also ran for U.S. Senate. She says she wants to focus on community values instead of partisan issues.
And we deserve good jobs that pay enough to support our families, affordable housing, so we can enjoy that stability and security and sense of pride, and healthcare that does not break the bank.
She also says she's most excited about the interest she's seen in bringing in more Democratic representation to central Wisconsin. Bettino is the only Democrat so far to announce her bid for this seat. If another candidate announces, she'd face them on the August primary ballot. Elections for the state legislature are just over a year away. The Wausau area Hmong New Year brought thousands to Rothschild over the weekend, celebrating their 50th year in the U.S. The two-day celebration featured fashion shows, dance competitions and performances, and vendors at the Convention and Expo Center. Nau Vong Tau spoke at the celebration. He was among the first Hmong to arrive in Wausau 50 years ago.
I'm very grateful to see the 50 years because, like I said, we come with five people and three gone already. And unfortunately, to see the 50-year celebration, I'm very happy.
He says he's glad to see the whole Hmong community come together to celebrate the new year, and he has some hopes for the future.
I hope that we will have more educators, we will have more government officials, and we will be able to contribute back to the country.
The celebrations also featured a flute performance by Tung Chair Shong and remarks by Minnesota State Representative Liz Lee. Governor Tony Evers yesterday visited the Wausau Area Virtual Education, or WAVE, in honor of Veterans Day. The WAVE Quilt Club students presented quilts of valor to veterans and service members.
Wisconsin is home to approximately 300,000 veterans, each of them sacrificing the comforts and safety of home to defend our great state and nation. They are friends, our neighbors, and in this case, three people that work in a school district.
The Quilt Club presented three school district employees with quilts of valor in honor of their service to the military. The quilts were crafted by Wausau School District students. The Wausau School District unveiled new upgrades this week. At an open house on Monday at Horace Mann Middle School, which shares its building with the Wausau Montessori Charter School, school officials detailed the improvements. WSAW reports the head of schools for the charter said they recently expanded their education to teaching 4K through 8th grade. Other improvements include secure systems for their main office areas, a new playground, and expanded classrooms. The improvements were supported by a 2022 referendum that funded changes at both schools. The Wausau Ethics Board yesterday discussed potential revisions to the city's code of ethics for public officials and employees and welcomed a new member. The revisions come after the board announced last month that Mayor Doug Dinney had violated the city's codes by removing an absentee ballot drop box in September of 2024. New board member Thomas Garver's appointment to the board was approved by the council last month. He will replace Brian Mason. Wisconsin ranked number one in the number of medications collected for Drug Take-Back Day, collecting more than 50,000 pounds of unwanted medications. Wisconsin has ranked third in the nation for the most medications collected since the program started in 2010. There are more than a dozen drug take-back boxes in Marathon County. You can find a map of permanent drop boxes at the state DHS website. In Wausau, there are drop boxes at the Marshfield Clinic, Wausau Police Department on Grand Avenue, and Walgreens on Central Bridge Street. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
Murph does it again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers' Pat Murphy named National League Manager of the Year for a second year in a row.
Well, I think it's a statement for the Milwaukee Brewers, from ownership to the Ivory Tower to our coaching staff. You know, it's an organizational award, and I'm very pleased to be part of this organization.
He's only the fourth manager to ever win in back-to-back seasons. Bucks basketball tonight. They're in Charlotte to take on the Hornets. College hoops. Wisconsin with a win over Ball State, 86-55. NFL, the Packers back at work after losing to the Eagles. Center Elgton Jenkins now on injured reserve after suffering a fractured fibula Monday night. Last week, it was Tucker Kraft and the ACL. Could these injuries become an issue?
I mean, we're not going to let it. I think the frustration is just that we haven't figured it out yet. We definitely come into every game with the confidence. We just got to find a way to execute as well.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get to the mid-40s for a high this afternoon. Wind will be northwest gusting to 20 to 30 today. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 40s to near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.